Jim Doyle's challenger in the race for governor is closing up shop. Congressman Mark Green is cleaning out his offices in Green Bay, Appleton, and Washington, D.C.
I continue to have at least some staff. The phone numbers all work, and folks can continue to reach me through Washington. I'll be working out of a cubicle. I'll be sharing office space. I just won't have the actual office that I've had for these last couple of years in 1314 Longworth.
The Green Bay Republican says his constituents can get a hold of him in his Green Bay office until the end of the year. Green says his staff is working with Congressman-elect Steve Kagan's staff as the Appleton doctor makes the transition to take over.
It's going to take him a little while to learn the ropes. It does any new member of Congress, certainly did me. And, I want to be helpful to him any way I can.
After serving 8 years in Congress and the state assembly before that, what's next for Green? The lawmaker, who's also a lawyer, has a few options.
Well, I hope I do. As I said throughout the campaign, there was no plan B. I didn't have a ready-made job to fall into, and certainly I have no personal wealth, so I have to find one.
Green says he's had many proud achievements while in office, including his Two Strikes You're Out Act and the Amy Zyla Act to protect kids from sex offenders. Also, Green cites the Violence Against Women Act, his work to help find the missing Linda E. fishing boat, and working with veterans and seniors. Green says he hopes to spend a lot more time now with his family. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.